president flew into Cape Canaveral, what is now Cape Canaveral Air Force Station, came up from his family's home in Palm Beach, and he received some briefings from NASA folks about the progress of the programs that were supposed to land men on the moon later in the decade. And he saw a rocket on its launch pad, flew over the area that was just starting to be developed into what we know now as Kennedy Space Center. Then he was flown out on the same helicopter out to a ship, a Navy ship, where he saw a missile launched from a submarine, and that wrapped up his visit.
Now, was this something he did regularly? How often did he come to visit Florida to check up on the space program or other issues in Florida?
Well, it was his third visit within a two-year period to Cape Canaveral, which, again, is where really where NASA's operations were based through that period of time. Kennedy Space Center, as I mentioned, was just starting to be built when he last came, mm-hmm. or what we think of as, you know, the key elements of Kennedy Space Center, the vehicle assembly building and the launch pads out here. So that's fairly frequent, I suppose, for as far as the record of presidential visits out here goes. I can't speak to Florida in general. I think perhaps Jim knows more about that, but indeed, it was evidence that he was keenly interested in this program that obviously was a subject of great national interest, the race to the moon, the space race with the Soviet Union, and he was checking up on its progress that day.
Jim, November 22nd, 1963 was also a historic day for Central Florida in another way. What was Walt Disney doing in Central Florida?
It's an amazing thing that we think of this as the 50th anniversary of Kennedy's assassination, which of course is true, but most people don't realize that this is the date that changed Orlando forever. Walt Disney on Wednesday, the 20th, flew into Tampa. He had narrowed down his search for a new attraction, to two cities, Ocala and Orlando. On Thursday, he drove up to Ocala. His family had lived in Lake County. He had been to Ocala before. He knew the town. And he also knew at the time, before the interstate highway system was completed, that Ocala had some of the best connecting roads in the country. So Ocala was really a serious contender for Disney World. The next day, on Friday, he got in his Gulfstream plane. He was a pilot, and he flew to Orlando. He looked down at where I-4 and the Turnpike intersect, and he pointed out the window and said, "That's it." Mm-hmm. And the decision was made that day to build Disney World here. Mary Dmitri, whose father owned the land, 12,400 acres, where the Magic Kingdom is situated, said that her father told her that Walt also pointed to a spot of land and said, "That's where we'll put Tom Sawyer's Island." Walt Disney then flies to New Orleans, secrecy already becoming vital to him. On his way back to California, they stop to refuel the plane. When the plane lands in New Orleans, he is told that President Kennedy has been assassinated.
Why the level of secrecy around this?
Because of the land prices. They needed to put together a total of 26,000 acres. The Dmitri property was the core of it, 12,400 acres, but the other land was owned by dozens of people, and they needed to keep it secret or the land prices would have soared, and you would have ended up with little islands of land in the middle of the Disney property that they did not control. So they ended up paying an average of $200 an acre, which, of course, seems ridiculous. But remember, most of this was swampland. Most of it was considered worthless. Some people had some cows out there, but there was nothing there at the time.